Hi, this is Mike Anderson on the water with the American Boating Association. This is the first in a series of podcasts about launching the boat. My boat gets pulled every fall and sits in a cradle on the hard for the winter at the marina. We have pretty hard winters here sitting on the edge of Lake Ontario, so the boat sits exposed to some pretty nasty weather over the course of the winter. The first thing I do to launch the boat is to thoroughly check everything over and make sure there wasn't any damage done during the winter. Now, I've been checking the outside all winter, off and on, so I got a pretty good look at that, but I'm still going to take another hard look at everything on the outside of the boat to make sure that there wasn't any damage done over the course of the winter. But mainly, the place I want to look is inside the boat. I want to find out if there's been any water intrusions, anything leaking into the boat during the course of the winter. I also want to make sure there hasn't been any ice damage. Anytime water finds any cracks or crevices around here, it's going to freeze, thaw, refreeze, thaw a series of times over the course of the winter. That expansion and contraction can cause some damage to the boat in a lot of different places if there's been water inside the boat or in cracks in the deck or the fittings or whatever. So step number one is to go through the inside of the boat, to look at the fittings, to look for drip marks, look for anything where it looks like water may have gotten into the boat. Check the bilge. Check underneath all the lockers and lazarettes. Check any place where water could have accumulated over the course of the winter. And once, if I find any significant amounts of water or find those drip marks, I'm going to mark those and make some notes so that I can get to those and get those fixed over the course of the season to make sure that I'm not going to be redoing that next winter. So step one is to take a pretty hard look at everything. Check the bilge, check the engine compartment, check under all the cabinets, check all the lines and hoses, anything that I put antifreeze in to make sure that held up through the winter, and to look for any kind of damage or water that may have gotten into the boat over the course of the winter. So that's the first step. This is Mike Anderson on the water with the American Boating Association. Be safe out there.